This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working out on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the big old frozen tundra, or will be soon, up there in Michigan, is Mr. Ron Edwards. All right. I didn't think they'd get out of bed over there this morning, but they did. All the maids and the plumbers and the electricians in the hotel next door came out to applaud you.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Yep. All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Mr. Ron, I'm going to play a short 29-second clip here, and then we're going to talk about it. This is what's going on in this Minnesota trial with Officer Chauvin and the George Floyd thing. Listen to this.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House has taken some initial steps to plan for the public's reaction to the verdict in Minneapolis.
We're in touch with local authorities. We're in touch with states, with governors, with mayors. And certainly, we will continue to encourage peaceful protests.
She was asked whether the White House had discussed deploying National Guard troops to deal with potential unrest, but Psaki offered no specifics about what actions the administration might take. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, how much you want to bet he called all the big blue city mayors and said, don't worry, we'll take care of it?
Probably, but Minnesota does need a lot of help. In fact, the state of Ohio has sent 100 National Guard troops to Minnesota. So I believe that they are expecting trouble because they may not get the trial outcome that they want or the verdict that they want. So everyone is bracing for the possibility of even more rioting, burning, looting, and attacks on people and things of that nature. But this is just par for the course. This is what part of the sea change politically that is going on in this country. Kind of reminds me, Captain, of what went on in South Africa under Mandela and how that has changed over there. And it's based upon race, and it's very similar to the transition that is happening in this country right now, and how they're using trials and situations like this to as a reason to riot and to kind of set in almost a permanent way, a new way of doing things, or a different way of doing things.
Well, when Brooke comes on later in the hour, we're going to talk about Maxine Waters. I'm not going to do that right now. But I am going to talk about the other big bombshell that came out of Washington yesterday, and that was Officer Sicknick. the narrative on him was wrong. I had a feeling it was anyway because of what we had been hearing along the line. First of all, he was not beaten with a fire extinguisher, was not hit with a fire extinguisher. He suffered two back-to-back strokes, and it killed him.
Yeah, it's another situation where, whether planned or otherwise, you have misrepresentations, and you know what happens when you don't carry out the truth, and bad things can happen as a result, and here we are.
Well, I do, and of course, we're going to have a short segment today, and by the way, I'm going to announce right now to the audience that you're going to be on the weekend show. We're going to bring you on in hour number two at 3:30 at live, and we're going to have you out there with the weekend audience with more stations.
Looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of announcements, you're going to be on my show today, this afternoon.
Yep, sitting still.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know where I'll be sitting still at, but I'll be sitting still. I won't be trying to drive over the bridge like I was last week when you couldn't hear me.
Oh, man.
Or Doug said something. But anyway, I'm going to let you go because I want to play an Edwards Notebook before we get going here, and it's about long enough to take me to the break. So we will talk to you live on Thursday, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Ron Edwards, everybody. TheRonEdwards.com. And here's an Edwards Notebook.
Do you believe that Democrats, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa mobs really want solutions to certain problems? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, every single weekend in the United States, black Americans murder dozens and dozens of other blacks, mostly men and boys. Yet both black and white leftist mayors rarely say anything about this multi-decade-long murdering spree that has devastated urban America. The only reason the rioters take to the streets, even if one black man is accidentally killed by a police officer, such as the recent case in Minnesota, is because rioters in the streets are part of an orchestrated effort to help destabilize our republic while using other tactics as well to weaken our nation morally, economically, and to fundamentally transform the United States into a divided and conquered country that is no longer the land of the free and home of the brave. The Democrats are only engaged in supporting riots and approaches to problems in such a manner that only makes matters much worse. Should be self-evident to anyone who has a thinking brain.
All righty, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. We're coming right back with Caroline Weatherington. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much there, little firebrand, Brooke Talks America, and Brooke will be here in about 20 minutes or so, thereabouts. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a brand new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, in the Midwest, and oh boy, the one that I love the most, the father from Phoenix, Arizona, that got in his daughter's car, drove it to Newport Richey, traded it in, got a car that the daughter wanted. She saw a car she wanted. He took it down to Tampa. She was going to the University of Tampa. She got a brand new car, and everybody was happy. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. All the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. And oh, by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. If you want to sell your car, take it to Moss first and let them give you an appraisal. You might be surprised what the vehicle is worth right now, and you could upgrade your ride right then and there in the spot. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market today. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch more money. All righty. On the telephone line, we've got Caroline Weatherington. Now, she is with a group, starting a new group, called DefendOurUnion.org. And good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've settled all the disputes and all the wherewithal in the country, so now we're going to talk about what it is that you're going to do. So you're starting a brand new group, and tell us the purpose of it.
Well, honestly, this group was started in the wake of the 2020 election. It's called Defend Our Union. And it's a national network of grassroots organizations that are made up of citizens who love our nation, our freedoms, and are willing to work actively to protect those freedoms. Defender Union's mission is for election integrity, recruiting and electing solid conservative candidates, constitutional education, and creating a legislative firewall in each state to protect its citizens from unconstitutional overreach by our federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Defend Our Union is not a really new concept. We've actually been defending our state here in Florida for a couple of months now. We've been working on the defend movement here in Florida. We've got, in just 3 months, we've got over 7,000 people that are part of our movement here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got many thousands more nationally. We had an event, a virtual event in March called the Unity Summit. And we had over 23,000 people viewing the Unity Summit from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, we had thousands and thousands of people across the nation sign up to be in leadership positions in their state to defend their state. And of those, about 700 signed up to lead their state. So we've been working with state leaders since March 21st. On setting up their state movements under the Defend Our Union umbrella. And we've got a pretty good movement here. You know, there are people in this country who are not happy with what is happening in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And are finally willing to stand up and do something about it.
Yeah, well, it took a while. And by the way, George, the Godfather, saying hello.
Oh, hello, George.
You'll see him.
I miss George.
You'll see him tonight, probably. The group, and I'm very familiar with, what you're talking about there, and Defend America. People know you from Defend Florida. There's I was one of the founding members here in Florida of not one, but three different Tea Party groups back in the day. And we, had one in Lakewood Ranch, which I think is where you're at. But Lakewood Ranch, we had the Lakewood Ranch Tea Party. We had the first tailgate tea party in the country there, had 3,000 cars parked at the Lakewood Ranch Polo Club, and the newspaper came in and said, oh, they had 500 people there. We had a traffic jam that was backed up 5 miles on the interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was before they had the new exit there.
Well, you know, we are, Lakewood Ranch is in Manatee County. Manatee County is a red county.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We have a liberal school board.
Yeah.
And Same thing with Sarasota County.
Right. And that's where it starts, because like I tell everybody, and they've told them that ever since I've been on the radio, think nationally, but act locally. All elections have consequences, and you've got to start at the local level. And the number one place to start is the school board.
Absolutely. You know, I started Women for Trump Florida
about
4 years ago
to
support President Trump. And I'll tell you, I was very focused on Washington, what was happening in Washington, supporting our president. And I'm glad I did it. But I'll tell you, I took my eye off the ball locally. And I realized after what happened in November 2020 that we need to refocus our efforts on the state and local level politics. I wasn't even paying attention to state politics for the last 4 years. And I'll tell you, I think like most Americans, I was shocked at what happened in November. I was shocked in January. I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smear campaign. It is a whitewashing or a blackwashing of what happened, a reality. And you can't trust anything you hear. I don't even watch television anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I trust that's coming out of off of the airwaves.
Listen to the radio and listen to this show, and you'll hear things that nobody else will tell you, because we like to make sure we trust but verify is what we do.
Yes, trust but verify. I love that.
Yep.
I love that. So Captain, let me tell people how they can get involved in the defend movement.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're interested in defending your state, whatever state you're in, you need to text the word defend to 474747, or you can go to our website, defendourunion.org, and you can click the get involved button. text DEFEND to 474747, and that will get you connected with your state leaders so that you can get involved in defending your own state from federal government overreach and get involved in the election integrity process. I'll tell you, another group that we've started is the National Election Integrity Alliance, and this has kind of been born out of the DEFEND movement because we've been getting connected with people all over the country who are involved in their state's election integrity. We've got people working on lawsuits in Michigan. I've got a gal I've got connected with in California who's actually been very successful at cleaning up voter rolls in California. You know, Judicial Watch got a whole bunch of press for cleaning up $1.5 million voters off the voter roll in Los Angeles County. Well, guess what? It wasn't Judicial Watch. They got the press, but the core organization was a California organization that did this. And I'm working with Linda Payne, the founder out there, and she's doing fabulous. And she's helping us teach other state leaders how to clean their voter rolls.
Go ahead. I think I've talked to her before.
She's great. We've got some really great patriots across this country who are doing the right thing. And we just need to get unified and get connected. That's what our summit was about in March. It was about unity. It was about how, you know, people on the right do not unify. We don't work together. We're very independent, which is good for business, but bad for organizing and government. You know, we've got all these people working in silos doing the same thing at a very micro level rather than connecting each other and working together and making a bigger impact. So we are all about working together, connecting people, connecting organizations, and magnifying our impact.
All right, we've got about a minute, so please tell us about this event you got coming up.
Yep, so our next summit is on May 2nd. It's called the National Virtual Summit, What You Can Do to Help Secure Our Elections. It's all about election integrity. We have Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, Dr. Linda Lee Carver out of Michigan, Jovan Pulitzer, Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney, and Jim and Johoff with Gateway Pundit are going to be speaking. To get involved and find out information about the Election Security Summit, you want to text the word ACTION to 474747. Text the word ACTION to 474747. You can also go to defendourunion.org/action.
All right,
that's going to be a fabulous summit.
And you'll be at the Tampa Bay Trump Club tonight at Mugs, the Icott Center on Olmerton, and we will see you there.
Yep, and Saturday in Bradenton with General Flynn.
All right, thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Thanks, Captain Matt.
All right, that's Caroline Weatherton, everybody, and defendourunion.org is the website. All right, coming back with the Brookster from Brook Talks America. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination after Hawaii, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont expanded their eligibilities on Monday. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend with more than half of adults in the country having received at least one dose. A little more than a quarter of the U.S. population has now been fully vaccinated. And now that the jury has the case in the Derek Chauvin trial, Several cities are preparing for possible unrest after a verdict is reached. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states. In a statement, Walz said he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Both he and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have appealed for calm and said that violence wouldn't be tolerated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that the president is expected to deliver remarks to the country after a verdict is delivered. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and guess what? That's the gal, or the guy that was just on here before the gal that was on before the gal that's on right now. So I've had a guy and two gals, and geez, what a morning we've had here. But right now we got the firebrand. I mean, the firebrand. And because she is the firebrand, we are going to bring her in with her song. Just off the airplane from Hollywood, or is it Las Vegas? It's Brooke Talks America. Brooke Emery. BrookeTalksAmerica.com is a website. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning. That's my song, baby. That's my song.
I know. So you're either coming in from Hollywood or Vegas, or maybe you're just calling me on the east
Not
side
Vegas.
Of Tampa.
Not Vegas.
Okay.
Not Vegas.
Well, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about you and me, when we get together, is we have a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about, is having fun. If you can have fun in a radio, then, hey, forget the idea, right? All right,
yeah.
let's talk about, because I know we talked a lot about, I've talked with, about Chauvin and what's going on there, and we'll get around to that eventually. But Maxine Waters, why in the hell can't we get rid of her?
Lord have mercy. I saw someone say yesterday on Twitter that she has stuff on Nancy Pelosi. But here's the reality. You know, Tucker did a really good segment on her last night. This is a Democrat, okay? And
yep.
And she is a viper. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is absolutely, he talked about how she supported the guys who beat up Reginald Denny, the one that actually threw
a
rock. And yeah, I mean, this is Democrats. This is black Democrats. They get away with saying anything, doing anything, because nobody wants to criticize them. And it's despicable. And she is, I hope there's a special place in the Southtown Hotel for her.
Well, I was going to say hell.
Well, okay. Try to be a little delicate, but yes, hell. She deserves it.
Yeah.
And I want to watch that crazy wig burn,
well,
too.
Well, she may have done something really bad because the judge overseeing Derek Chauvin's trial for murder blasted the abhorrent Democratic representative, that's what he called her, abhorrent Democratic representative Maxine Waters for comments over the weekend urging protesters to get more confrontational if Chauvin is not convicted. And that is right away going to get, let's see, if Chauvin gets convicted, they can turn around and appeal the case, and they might stand a good chance of having the case declared a mistrial because of Maxine Waters.
Of course, that's one part, and he should. You know, and they impeached Trump for what? And this woman's actually talking, intimidating juror witnesses, which is a crime. Nothing's going to happen to her. And by the way, these people, I haven't taken the time to research whose motto this is or whose MO this is, but they're doing pig's heads. You know, they're cutting off pig's heads and putting bloody pig heads on spikes. So she is disgusting. And, you know, this is what I've been saying. Here's the reality. Only black people in America, because they don't care what white people say, only black people can stop this assault on America by Black Lives Matter and by Antifa, because they're doing it in the name of black people. They're using dead bodies of black people to do it in the name of black people. So that, you know, that's the only way it stops. It's an interesting irony.
Eric in Seminole in the chat room is saying, and he's asking a question, have you thought about the fact that maybe Waters did what she did on purpose to taint the trial?
Well, here's the thing. Think about, yes, I have. Think about this, though. Because they want riots. Oh, my God, they want riots.
Oh, they'll get him. They'll get him if he gets acquitted.
Well, they're going to get him anyways. Yeah. But here's the thing. Who's the attorney general for Minnesota?
Oh, Keith Ellison. Yeah.
Yes. Guess what they had the whole time? The whole tape. The whole tape. I have said this from the beginning. All of 2020 was about getting Trump out. Okay, all of 2020 is the fundamental transformation, the Great Reset, getting Trump out, and all of this stuff. So they had the information. They could have run the whole tape if they wanted to be honest and keep that city and that state from burning down. They want that to happen. I'm telling you, that's the only way it stops. When you have people doing it in your name, you have to stop it. You know, I don't know if there are enough people to do that, but that's what's got to happen, because this is a sickness that's going to burn our country down.
Well,
and I like what you said about I like what Ron said about the South African model. That's an interesting concept. You know,
let's talk about crazy. Brian Sicknick, because we found out yesterday that whole thing was all fake news. But then again, we had reason to believe that it was, because we weren't hearing anything. And I'd heard rumors.
Yeah.
I'd heard rumors that. He had nothing to do with the other deal there when it came to being hit with a fire extinguisher and all that stuff. So fact of the matter is we now know that he died because he had back-to-back strokes.
Yeah, and who killed Ashley Babbitt? Is that name been released? No.
No.
Are there going to be any charges?
And it's not going to
no.
be. It's not going
no.
to be. That was a
yes.
Capitol Police lieutenant, and they are not going to mention it.
Well, guess what? There are people that can get that information, and guess what? He will be doxxed. And if that's the ROE, that's how we're going to play.
Okay.
So
do you
look forward to hearing who that is, because they're going to find out.
Do you want to take a caller?
Sure.
Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Well, Catherine, good morning. I just want to say one thing about Maxine Waters. Myself as a black American, you know, she is an embarrassment, not only to black Americans, she's an embarrassment to humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, Mel. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're right, Mel. You're 100% right.
Do you want to take
more people should be calling that out.
Do you want to take another call?
Sure, quick one, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Ian, quickly.
I got a question, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
Go ahead.
I'm asking this book respectfully, why are you getting all upset about Maxine Waters and her doings? Don't you know that Kevin McCarthy and the crack GOP is going to start fighting for us? It's only been since 1965. They're finally going to wake up and fight for us. Why don't you go back to sleep, honey, and let Kevin McCarthy do that heavy lifting? You know they're going to fight for us.
Okay.
What's your answer?
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, that was nice sarcasm. Good morning to you.
Yes.
I talk about my party. more than I talk about the Democrats. So I don't want to hear it. Take a seat, okay? I talk about them all the time. If I didn't have to be a Republican to do the politics that I do, I wouldn't, okay? So, you know, you're not going to be able to get me on that because I criticize them fairly.
You
and
can
he's
do,
useless. A lot of them are useless.
You can do,
and by the, yeah.
You can do what I do. I'm an American first, and everything else comes after that.
Yeah, well, the point, yeah, but, I mean, yeah, that's what I was saying, though. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't want to hear it.
I know.
I criticize the GOP fairly.
I know.
More than enough, thank you.
I know, and, you know, we've got to get some leadership in there, and if McCarthy, and by the way, I'm going to give McCarthy the benefit of the doubt, okay?
No, I won't. I won't. I won't give I won't give any of them the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. They didn't stand up for Trump. None of them stood up for Trump. You had a select few, and by the way, you know, you interviewed Joe Kent from Washington 3rd.
I did.
Everybody, yes. He is an America First, MAGA patriot.
Special
who
forces.
Understands the,
mm-hmm.
Yes, understands the culture, is doing exactly what we're going to weed out. We're going to do it
mm-hmm.
because they're not going to do it. We're going to weed out all of the riffraff in the Republican Party, and we're going to have people that actually stand up for the people that they vote for
mm-hmm.
or that vote for them and give them money. So defund the RNC. Yep, you heard it from me first.
Mm-hmm.
Defund the RNC. Send money to your candidates and work directly for your candidates, and maybe they'll start representing us.
Well, most people usually do give money directly to the candidates. That's the best way to do it. Then you know the candidate got the money.
Yeah, fine, but they also send money to the national party, and we're going to say no money to the national party, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the candidates, all the people that say they're going to do stuff. You know, Ted Cruz, okay? I was a Cruiser at first.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz sent out a tweet the other day. He's when they kicked James O'Keefe off of Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and it was something about WAPO. He goes, "Oh, democracy dies in darkness," and I'm like, you know, I won't say exactly what I said, but I said it colorfully. This is, you know, BS tweet. Because you're going after the MLB. Who cares about the MLB for antitrust? You go after Twitter and you go after Facebook and you go after Google and you go after all these people that are crippling conservative voices. So they just posture, they do video chats and they talk to Rasputin and, you know, the cyborg from Facebook, and they don't actually do anything. So, you know, we're going to have to get people that actually do stuff, and we have to do it quick and in a hurry. So MAGA, America first or bust.
But
that's my motto.
Well, we need to start this year. And again, like I told Caroline, my whole thing is start locally and work your way up, because we got to get these school boards back under control.
Of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we also need, you know, if you're out there and you have some cash, I mean, you've got to float these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
George Soros is out there. Where are the conservative billionaires?
He's the one that got
right?
the district attorneys elected.
Oh, my God. He's
that was
got
George Soros.
And DAs all over the country. And by the way, where are they? They're in these blue cities and states that are on fire.
Hold that thought, because we're going to take a break. And Brooke and I will be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's just getting good. And when we come back, we got a couple things I'm going to teach. One of them right now. Donald Trump was on with Sean Hannity. Border crisis? Uh-huh. Where's Kamala? Where is Kamala? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
That's none other than the theme song for this little segment for Brooke. And by the way, Brooke, they're outside my window. They're outside my window. Oh, my goodness. All the workers. Holy smokes. We got everybody from the cooks to the maids to the bartenders. Everybody's out there. But anyway.
I'm waving.
All right. Well, it's fun. Now, listen, you wanted to talk about, you had a congresswoman, a Florida congresswoman on, first termer, and she said there was an action plan or something that you talked about?
Well, we complain about stuff. We, you know, analyze stuff, but what's an action item, right? So an action item is what I have on my phone. Okay, I have on my favorites the phone number for DC, both the White House switchboard, and I have the switchboard for Capitol Hill. Call. She says the most effective thing is to call just like relentlessly, blow up the switchboard. That has changed stuff. That has changed stuff in 2014. Now, obviously, mm-hmm. we need candidates that are, you know, elected officials that are in there that are actually going to respond and do what we say. But at the very least, you want to have an action item and a plan, something easy, right? I was in advertising, okay? I learned you have to spoon feed people, even our side, okay? You have to make it, you never want to make it hard for people to separate them from their money or from their vote. I mean, that's just a fact. So make it as easy as possible, get it done, have it in your phone, give it to other people, put it on your social media. So it's a very easy way and they pay attention. And one call represents a certain amount of constituents. And I don't know what that number is. And it, you know, but it, if you get a call from someone, you have to assume that there are like, you know, a certain number of people that are actually thinking the same way. It gets their attention.
Well, I always tell them what group I'm with, and that's what they do, because I've been in the congressional offices and watched what they do. They have a little box and they put down, oh, American Legion, 1.5 million members. Oh, VFW, 1 million members. Oh, Firefighters.
Right, but what if you're John Doe or Jane Doe and you're not?
Then you got a problem. Then you got a problem.
Yeah. No. Well, okay, but you get 5,000 John Does and Jane Does to call. And by the way, you said that you had spoken to a man and a woman today. There are two genders, so that's all you're going to speak with. Just saying.
Yeah, and the other thing, and the other thing is, you should always tell them, even if you, you know, tell them you're a Teamster, whatever, tell them you're
whatever.
Anything, but
and by the way, by the way, here's the thing, we have to think strategically, okay, we have to do PSYOP campaigns. Mm-hmm. If there's an issue that you don't like, gun control, right? Call and say you're a Democrat and say, are you crazy? I don't want gun control. I'm not going to vote for you anymore. This is a PSYOP plan that we can do, okay? It's very easy. And by the way, 5,000 Hispanics call up the Democrat congresswoman or man and say that they don't want gun control. You don't think that's going to get their attention? Why? Because they think Hispanics want gun control. They think black people want gun control. Listen to me. I'm telling you. That's the only way. They don't care what white people think.
For your information, we had some politicians and people running for office that showed up at the gun show over the weekend.
Okay, fine, but those are Republicans. I'm talking about Democrats.
Oh, No. We had a, believe it or not, we had a Democrat that was running for county supervisor, county legislator from Pinellas County that showed up at the gun show, walked around handing out cards.
Well, look at the...
Look at me. I support Second Amendment.
Yeah. Look at the record. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If they do, that's great. But, you know, the point is that we have to use PSYOP and strategery, as our beloved friend Rush, the dearly departed, said. That's what we have to do.
Okay, well, let's go back to the border crisis, because God only knows what the hell's going on there. Now, we have 100 people. We have 100 people that we know of every hour that come across that border, because that's how many they've tracked. They don't catch them all, but that's how many that they say is coming across the border 24/7, 365 days.
Just 100?
Just 100 more
than that.
Per hour.
Well, 2,400 a day. What is that, the math? I don't know, but, you know.
I think it's more than that.
And that's how that, yes, of course. And by the way, this is a segue, but look at the stupidity of the focus of this junta, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're being invaded. I don't care what the bubblehead from the Bronx or the helium tank from Dollar Tree says, that's what she has in her head, says it is an invasion, okay? And all they're concerned about is nouns and words, and you can't call them illegal aliens, and you have to call them undocumented non-citizens.
Oh, well, you can't talk about assimilation either, but guess what? They need to assimilate if they want to be in our country. Otherwise, see ya!
Well, no, but it's not. Democrats don't want assimilation. They need a permanent underclass.
Well, they banned the word in the government now. They banned
the word. I know, but this is the thing. Where are the Democrats?
I know.
Is there a normal Democrat left? The stupidity of people to think that this is just some benign thing about inclusion. It's not about inclusion. Language is about communism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If they can change, it's Orwell. So, and that's why I'm sorry, you know, there's no, I had Evan say that, we talked about this, his book Woke Supremacy on my show last Saturday, which everybody needs to check out that show. Mm. It was fire. This is like a cage match to the death, okay? They're not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing around. Okay, not me, of course, not us. But, like, the GOP, they don't seem to understand. That's why we need to get new leadership or actual leadership, right? But this is not a joke. This is communism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So people need to pay attention. And if you're a Democrat and you're normal, right, and you're not an insane, wacko leftist, you need to be making your voice heard. Okay, because you're about to lose your country. And if you care about it, you better step up.
Now, I want to talk a little bit, because we've got about a minute and a half, about a little bit more than a minute left. Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, what a deal. The Florida anti-riot bill, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Because, folks, if you're stupid enough to throw a rock or a bottle or anything at a police officer, an EMT, or a firefighter, you are going to jail for 6 months.
Good. I call him Ron. I'm over.
Yep. Ron, I'm over. That's a good one.
Well, can of soup. Remember, see, there's a great video out there. Of course, it's going to be scrubbed. Mm. That President Trump was talking about that, where he said, "Oh yeah, they come out with cans of soup and they throw them at the cops and then they freeze them, which makes it like a missile."
Right.
You know. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. I believe you just let people that fight them down on the street and don't arrest anybody. You want to fight? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We'll fight.
All right.
If the ROE is to fight. And the ROE is soup and all of this other, we do it too.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock. Tell us how to hear your show.
It's Brooke Talks America, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On my flagship station. On my flagship station.
And my awesome website is brooketalksamerica.com. Make sure you read the articles too, because they're always prescient, okay?
And where else are your articles seen?
Oh, yes, on the Brooks Corner, on your website.
CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, right there on the homepage.
Yes.
All right.
So, I always write, they're always prescient, they're lasting. The Biden remorse article is still on fire.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
All right, take care, see you
later. All right, thank you very much. That's Brooke, everybody, Brooke Emery and Brooke Talks America. Brooke says, find her on Twitter. Let's see, what is it? It's at Talks America is her call sign on Twitter. And, of course, she's on Facebook, too. But, you know, wherever, it is what it is. Now, I just want to remind everybody that tonight, Tampa Bay Trump Club, again, over at Mugs, starts at 6 o'clock, 6:30 sharp. Sorry, 6:30 sharp. We try to make it go for a couple of hours, not much more than that. But get there a little bit early, like a lot of people do, and do what you need to do. So there you go. And what is he talking about here? Oh, good morning there, Mr. Mark. That's Mark, the aide-de-camp, telling whatever. By the way, we also know that we have so much stuff that's going on right now. And everybody that's out there, you need to get involved. You got to get involved in some way, somehow. I don't care if all you do is pick up the phone and call your local representative, your congressman, your county legislator, your city councilman, whatever. Call them and let them know you're involved. Let them know you're watching them and say, hey, you know, we'll vote you out. If you don't do what we elect you to do, forget it. You're gone. See ya. Hasta la vista, baby. You got to get the message across to them. Think nationally, but act locally. And again, tonight, Mugs in the Icott Center on Ulmerton, come on over and you'll be with, a couple hundred like-minded people, maybe more. Sometimes we fill the room, run out of chairs, and oh, what an adventure that is when that happens. But it is what it is. It'll be another great night. So I'll see you tonight on the Redidio. And in the meantime, I'll see a whole bunch of you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue. Stop on by if you're in the area and meet the gang. We got the Captain's Army gathers there on Tuesdays, and we got quite a great group of people there. So I look forward to seeing whoever shows up today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.